This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Hewlett-Packard stock is at a 10-year low this morning after the company announced that it was misled when it acquired the British software firm Autonomy last year. The acquisition forced the company to take an $8.8 billion hit to its bottom line last quarter. My colleague Kai Rizdal spoke with HP's chief executive Meg Whitman yesterday and asked if she felt the company was lied to.
You know, certainly there were very serious accounting improprieties, disclosure failures, and outright misrepresentation on the part of some Autonomy employees that was designed to inflate the underlying financial metrics of their company when they were a publicly held company before HP bought them. And as you know, we've turned this matter over to the SEC as well as the Serious Fraud Office in the UK, and I'll leave it to them to characterize exactly what went on here.
You were on the board of HP at the time. You were not the CEO, but you were on the board. Where does responsibility lie within HP for this? One can only call it a disaster.
So, HP's board is very disappointed. We feel terrible about this. I'm sorry I voted for this acquisition. But what I will tell you is we relied on audited financial statements by Deloitte, which is not exactly Brand X auditor, right? Mm-hmm. It's a very well-known company. And who would have dreamed that the financial reports did not have integrity as we expected?
That's HP CEO Meg Whitman. Well, for Autonomy's side of the story, let's go to London, where Marketplace's Stephen Beard is standing by live. And Stephen, it sounds like the company's former CEO is speaking out. What's he saying?
Yes, this is Mike Lynch, the founder and former head of Autonomy, the man who pocketed around $800 million from the sale. He flatly denies the charge that he and his colleagues lied about the company's finances. He blames Hewlett-Packard for the way it ran Autonomy over the past year.
It's managed the company very badly. It lost around half of the staff before I left, the whole of the management team. And, you know, the value of that company has now fallen and they've been forced to write it off.
He says Hewlett-Packard's attack on him is just a way of distracting attention away from the problems within Hewlett-Packard.
Well, so we've got a little he said, she said here, Stephen. What are the independent observers saying about this and why did HP get into this deal in the first place?
Well, some commentators here say this won't be the first time a lumbering corporate giant snaps up a smaller, nimbler, apparently cutting-edge company in order to sort of keep abreast of things. But the problem with Autonomy is it's not absolutely crystal clear what it does for a living or how it's made as much money as it said it's made. It describes itself as a leader in meaning-based computing, whatever that means. Hewlett-Packard say some analysts may have broken one of the most fundamental rules of investment: don't buy an asset unless you fully understand it.
Marketplace's Stephen Beard in London.